It's Christmas Eve, Eve, and our last Movies You Missed of the Christmas season. Which holiday staple, if not outright classic, to force people to watch because they missed it? Should we go way back?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Or maybe something funny.
Santa?
Scott Calvin.
How come your clothes are so baggy?
Because Santa is watching his saturated fats.
Maybe a movie that invokes the Christmas spirit.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
And teaches the true meaning of the season.
Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Oh, what about this perennial? Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ring-jingling, ring-jing-jingling. Die Hard! The 1988 action film starring Bruce Willis as an off-duty New York police officer caught in an L.A. skyscraper during a terrorist heist and hostage-taking. Alan Rickman also stars as Hans Gruber, a German terrorist with a terrorizingly bad British accent. Kelly Wilson and Laura Mulaney are two friends from San Francisco who had never seen the film. They join us now. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Hi.
Firstly, all right, let's put our toe in that big debate. Is Die Hard actually a Christmas movie? Kelly Wilson, what do you think?
So I was torn on this, so I did an Instagram poll, and two-thirds of my friends say that absolutely it is.
Laura Mulaney?
Well, I think that any movie that has that much of Christmas in it as a theme, and you can see Christmas lights and trees all over the place in that movie because, as you know, it takes place during a Christmas party.
All right. I'm a sentimental guy. I like a little more gingerbread and carols in my Christmas movies and not so many F-bombs and regular bombs. Is there a Christmas message?
I would say I think it's about family. And being with those you love.
And killing a lot of people to get there.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, my word. Now, as I understand it, if I might pick up a parenthetical here, Laura Mulaney, I understand there are a lot of films you haven't seen, right?
I believe the running tally right now, which is not wholly complete yet, is 158. We're keeping a spreadsheet.
How did you wind up not seeing so many movies that everybody else knows?
Oh, I think I just came from a very conservative background, and I'm one of eight children, and I think my parents towed a hard line as far as morality was concerned. You know, anything with expletives in it or any sort of thing like that was off limits. Or anything with children behaving badly was also off limits.
That's kind of the waterfront when it comes to American cinema, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Expletives, violence, and children behaving badly.
I feel like there's so much of the decade of the 80s and 90s that I missed.
Hmm. And you would count this film as worth catching up with?
I would. I mean, I think there's something to be said for a holiday movie that's not just the cookie cutter, good moral message focused all around Christmas. I mean, it's still something that kind of gets you in the Christmas mood with all of the background images of Christmas, but it doesn't give you that saccharine sweet Christmas message that a lot of other Christmas movies do. And I think that I appreciate that.
One of my favorite lines is when Hans Gruber says, "You Americans are all alike."
All alike. Well, this time John Wayne does not walk off into the sunset with Grace Kelly.
And John McClane, played by Bruce Willis, says, "That's Gary Cooper. I can't finish the last."
Enough jokes.
You made a pretty good cowboy yourself, Hans.
That's pretty witty, isn't it?
I would agree.
It is. Yeah. I think, you know, this was Bruce Willis straight off Moonlighting, right? All that witty banter.
Yeah. Bruce Willis's quips were definitely one of the funnest parts of the movie.
Mm. Is this a movie for the whole family? I can't believe I'm asking this with a straight face. Yes, go ahead, please.
No. My favorite line, I'm not even sure I can say on NPR.
Well, you can say it and we can take care of it later. Is it yippee? Go ahead. Yes. What?
Yippee-ki-yay. Yes.
Yeah, that's the line. I'm trying to remember if it was Kelly Wilson or Laura Mulaney who said it's the movie is about family.
That was Kelly.
Well then, Kelly, how so?
I think, you know, he's coming back to his family and he's so excited to be there with them, and you see the connection between him and his wife.
Played by Bonnie Bedelia, yes.
Yeah, she did a great job, and I think it's about remembering what's important this time of year.
Which is Don't get taken hostage. What?
Right. Avoid the holiday Christmas party.
How about wear shoes? I think it's Alan Rickman's character that shoots all the glass out and it's all on the ground and he has to walk across it in bare feet. That was a brutal scene.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest message is always wear shoes.
You know, you guys have me all misty-eyed now.
Aww.
Kelly Wilson joined us from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon. Laura Mullaney in San Francisco. Happy holidays to all of you. I won't add a Bruce Willis expletive on the end. But yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay to you both.
Thanks, Scott. Same to you.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay to you, too.